Daf is it Daf Samach Gun Chodesh? Today's learning is sponsored by the Hirschkin family, the Nishpesh Balsh Ben Yud Leib, and by the Weir family, Furshema for Daniela, Tzipora Bas Dina, and the Zucker family, the Nishpesh Chaya Nechama Bas Mordechai, and by the Safir family, Lila Nishpesh Elazar Ben Elazar. Okay, so we got to the bottom of Nun Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara we're speaking about the Dam, that there's no Issa Mila by Dam, and the Gemara had this concept that Ein Lecha Davar Shenasas Mitzvasa Mo'alam Bo. We've seen this many times throughout Shas together, that there's no mitzvah that you've completed the mitzvah and yet still subject to Mila. Meaning once a mitzvah is over, when it comes to Kachim, there is no longer an Issa Mila. And the Gemara says, really? Low? There are no examples of the Me'ilah even existing, even continuing after the mitzvah has been performed. For Hare Chumas Hadeshin, the dinner Chumas Hadeshin, which is primarily found in Maseches Yuma, these halachas, Chumas Hadeshin, the din is that even after you complete the mitzvah, there is still an Isser of Me'ilah. If you look at Rashi, before you turn the page on Testament Beis, Rashi says, Hare Chumas Hadeshin, Dichsiv Bey, Visamo Eitam Mizbech, you need to place it near the Mizbech, which implies the Tan Kniza, you need to hide it, bury it, get rid of it. Alma Asabana must be there is an Isarna even after you perform the mitzvah of Chumas Hadeshin. Bechaven de Bahana Asar Mishum Kedushasa Me'ila Nami Isbe. So the Kedusha still exists, and Me'ila does exist even after the mitzvah. And the Gemara says, you're right. Chumas Hadeshin does have this din. However, Mishum de Havi Chumas Hadeshin U Big De Kuna has the same halacha as well. If you look at Rashi, where do you see Big De Kuna also as Me'ila after the mitzvah has been performed, says Rashi? Big day kuna arba, big day lavan, the kohen gadol, the biyam kippurim, the chsibahu. It says v'nicham sham. You place them there. You can't use it. Even though the mitzvah is over, the day Yom Kippur is over, you must bury the big day kuna because it's subject to meila even after the mitzvah has been complete. We have two exceptions, and mishum dehavi chum sadeshin. Big day kuna shnei ksuvim habam keechav. When you have two psukim teaching us the same point, it's coming to tell us that only these two places. V'chol shnei ksuvim habam keechad. You don't teach elsewhere, only these two examples, but everywhere else the din would be, there is no Me'ila after the mitzvah has been complete. So Gemara says, this all makes sense. The words Nicham Sham by the Big Tikkuna means Milamed Shetun and Gniza. That you in fact have to hide them, it's subject to Me'ila after the fact, after the mitzvah. Ela Rebbe Dosa. Dam Rebbe Dosa, Damar Big Tikkuna, Ru'uyin Hain, the Koin Hedot, Ma'ik Lememar. V'nicham sham does not mean you bury them. It means you can't use them for another Yom Kippur, but a Kohen Hedyot could still continue to use it. So the mitzvah is not complete yet. It's still continuing. So therefore, there's only one exception, namely Chumas Hadeshin. So how do you explain? So Gemara says, Ma'ik le'meimar, b'shem d'havi Chumas Hadeshin, v'egla rufa, shnei k'sum habam k'echad, v'chol shnei k'sum habam k'echad, ein malam them. So there are two exceptions, one Chumas Hadeshin, which we still have, and the Gemara adds another one, egla rufa. If you look at Rashi, four lines down, egla rufa, says Rashi, k'siv behe sham, it says the word sham by egla rufa, and sham te genizasa, there is where you should bury it, even though you've completed the mitzvah of egla rufa, you must bury the egla rufa even after the mitzvah is over. So there is still a certain din of kedusha and me'ila, even though egla rufa is not really kachim, but it's compared to a karban. Still, nonetheless, that we learn from here that after the mitzvah is over, there still is an issa me'ila by Chumas Hadeshin and egla rufa, and again, shnei k'suvim habam k'echad ein melamdim. So we don't learn it anywhere else. So the Gemara then says, Hanich l'man damrei melamdim. This is all fine and well if you hold, in fact, that this concept of shnei k'suvim habam k'echad ein melamdim, you don't apply elsewhere. But there is another man damar, el l'man damrei melamdim, that you can apply this elsewhere, ma'ik l'meimar. And where it says, okay, so we have another reason why we know you can't apply this din elsewhere, namely, tre miute ksive. It's samo ha'arufa. It says two words which are limited. With one word, it says v'samo by the big day kahuna. It says v'samo eitzal mizbeach. It says the Chumas Hadeshin v'samo, place it, but nothing else has this din. And by the arufa, it says ha'arufa, only the arufa is subject to the din of kedusha after the mitzvah, but everywhere else it's not. So it's not based on the klal of rather it's based on two miutim, two psukim that are exclusive and only by Chumas Hadeshin and by the Egla Arufa. So then the Gemara says, okay, so now we go back to what we were talking about yesterday, about the Hani Tlas Kurai Bedam. We had three different psukim that the Gemara was darshaning yesterday as to how we know that Dam is not subject to Me'ila. We had the word Lachem, the word Lachaper, and the word Hu. We no longer need it anymore because the mitzvah has been complete. So what do we do with those three psukim now? The Gemara says, Chal Lemute Minosar. One is to tell us that the Dam is not subject to Nosar. Chalamute mimila, there's no mi'ila either. For chalamute mituma, one is telling me that there's no tuma when it applies to dam. Look at Rashi. Rashi says the two narrow lines down. Chalamute minosar, shim achal dam. One eats dam nosar. If it's left over from a carbon as nosar, and one eats the dam of such a carbon, b'shogeg accidentally, einu chayv el achas. He's only chayv one carbon, mishum dam, because eating of dam, but not because of eating nosar. There's no din of nosar by dam. If a guy is tamei, if it's tumas aguf, when he eats a carbon, normally it's chayv ka'achatas. But if he eats the dam of the kachim, he's pater, she bekaris bekulan, ain't a chayv elachat mishum dam, for eating dam, but not because of eating dam of kachim, of betuma. And the third one that dam's excluded from is v'cheinim shagag b'dam v'hizit b'achas me'elu, pater mi karis. So he's pater from, again, from nosar, pater from me'ila, and pater from Metuma, that's with Hipsukim by Dam. Back inside the Gemara, however, Aval mi Pigol lo tzarech l'mute kra. When it comes to excluding Dam from Pigol, if a Kohen had the is Mefagel on a carbon, had the wrong Zman or the wrong Makom, so then the din would be this Pigol to the carbon. And one who normally eats that is Chayv Karis, but if one eats the Dam of Pigol, a carbon Pigol, it's not, there's no need for Pasuk. Of course you're Pater. Why is it so obvious? You don't even need Pasuk. Because the Gemara invokes the Mishnah that's found in Masechet Zvachim, the following din. The Tanan. Kol sheyesh lo matirin, bein l'adam, bein l'mizbeach, chayav malav mishim pigol. However, dam asma matehu. That which needs a matir. So let's say the food that's eaten by the chazev eshok of the carbon. What allows me, the baal, to eat from the carbon? There's a matir. When you sprinkle the blood, that's matir me. So the food is subject to pigol. That which requires a matir is subject to pigol. So too, on the mizbech, what allows me to put the emurim on the mizbech? Only once you sprinkle the blood, it's matir the emurim. So that which needs a matir is subject to pigol. But that which itself is the matir, the dam is the matir, that's not subject to pigol, so it does not even need a pasuk to exclude it. So again, dam is exempt from nosar, from tumah, and from ila, and also from pigol, but just pigol doesn't need a pasuk. So that ends our conversation about the dinim of dam.
I'm sorry, according to Rabbanan, they don't hold of Eglarupa because then it would be three psukim.
Yeah, the Gemara sometimes mentions that as well. That's those who require three psukim, so it seemingly they would as well. Einachanami. Einachanami, yeah.
And they hold this to hold Milan.
Right. So then the Mishnah says as follows: Kol Ma'isa Yom Kippurim Ha'amur Al Seder. Everything that's mentioned Yom Kippur in the proper order. Im Hiktim Ma'isa L'Chavero Lo Asaklum. If you did something out of order, it doesn't work. You have to redo. So, for example, Hiktims. We know everything that Dama Par always comes before the Dama Sayer. So let's say hiktim dam ha-sayer, the dam ha-par. You do something about the blood, you sprinkle the blood of the goat prior to the blood of the cow, yachser v'yazer midam ha-sayer, l'achar dam ha-par. You have to re-sprinkle the dam ha-sayer yet a second time after you've done the dam ha-par. So for example, let's say you sprinkle the dam ha-sayer first in the parochas, and then you do the dam ha-par on the parochas, you have to redo the dam ha-sayer on the parochas. It's true of the parochas, it's true of the kodesh kodashim, it's true of the mizbech ha-pnimi as well. Vim ad shelo gamar samatanos shebefnim nishbach adam. Let's say you're busy sprinkling on the inner ones. Let's say on the kodesh kodashim, and you only did a couple of the sprinklings, and you spill the blood. It's all on the floor now. It's pasul. So what do you have to do? You have to bring more blood. So what you do is yavi dam achi. You have to shecht another par and bring new dam a par. V'yachzer b'tchilim mibefnim. You have to start all over again. Even though you've done three sprinklings, you've lost it all, and you need to start already from the beginning. Do all seven yet again. V'chein behechal, which refers to the parochas, v'chein b'mizbech hazav, shekulan kapar b'fnei atzman. Each one is separate. Meaning, once you've, let's say, completed the kodesh kodashim, the sprinklings on the aron, then you move your way to the parochas and you spilled in the parochas, you only have to redo the parochas, but once you've already, you know, shelved away the kodesh kodashim, that's done. Each one, you've completed an act, you moved on to the next level, if you will. But you have to start from the beginning of that particular round that you're in the middle of. However, comes along Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon Omrim, they argue and say, no, Mimakum Shepasak, Misham Hu Maschil. Wherever you stop, wherever you've spilled, if you have to sprinkle number four, you spill the blood, you bring another par, you can continue from number four, you don't have to restart from the beginning. So that's the machlokas between Tana Kama versus Rebbe Lazar and Rebbe Shimon.
I'm sorry, if you spill the Dama Par, do you have to redo Dama Par and Dama Seir again now, or just the Dama Par?
Oh, only Dama Par.
Okay.
You haven't done Dama Sayer yet. Dama Sayer is afterwards. But let's say you spill the Dama Sayer. You did Dama Par, you did seven, and then you did Dama Sar, but you only do four and you spill it, you only have to complete Dama Sar. You don't have to go back to do Dama Par. So then the Gemara says, Tani Rabban, the Braisa teaches us now, Ko Maisa Yom HaKippurim, Ha'amur Al HaSeder, everything that's mentioned in the order of Avodah Yom HaKippurim, Im Hiktim Maisa L'Chavero, La'asaklum. If you had done one thing out of order, you have jumped the gun, you did a Dama Sar before the Dama Par, it doesn't work, you have to do everything all over again. So now this is a Gemara, we saw this Machlokas a couple weeks ago, but here we're seeing it in the full display now. Amar Yehuda, Eimasai, when is this true? They have to redo everything. B'divarim hadnasim b'big day lavan, mibifnim. If it's a big day lavan that's done inside, what's an example of this? So l'fnai l'fnim, kosh kedashim. If he did that out of order, he did a dama sayer before dama par, doesn't work, redo the dama sayer afterwards. Aval, divarim hadnasim b'big day lavan, mibuchutz. When the Kohen Gadol is wearing his white clothing, which the white clothing is always when he's doing something unique to Yom HaKippurim. But he's doing something outside the Kodesh Kodashim. Im hiktim ma'is l'chaver. If you do it out of order, it was good. That was acceptable. What's an example of Big Day Lavan b'chutz? Rashi says three narrow lines up. Big Day Lavan mi b'chutz could go to Hagrola. The Hagrola, the picking of the lots, the Shnei Seirin. Or the Vidui. He does a Vidui in the power of the Sire. Or the Shvichas Shiraim, or pouring the Shiraim in the Mizbech HaChitzon. Or Chol Matanas HaParochas. So even the sprinkling of the Parochas itself, that's considered a chutz. Or Mizbech HaZov, that's also chutz. Im hiktim lamdavar muchar, if you do something that's supposed to be later, but you do it earlier, ein elam akhmin alav leposo, that does not disqualify. However, aval b'shrit, we'll get to v'shrita, b'chafina modehi, that he agrees, the shechting of the par and the sire, and the chafina with the hands of the kadaris, that he agrees, would be ma'akev, even though it's done b'chutz, we'll see in the Gemara Amud Beis, the tzach p'nim k'p'nim dami. So we'll get to Amud Beis, but he's already foreshadowing for us that you can't have an example of that which is physically outside, but conceptually it's considered inside. But that's the din. Big Day Lavan b'fnim is ma'akev. Big Day Lavan, that's b'chutz, is not ma'akev, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And then the Gemara says that Rabbi Nechemiah argues, and Omer, he says, no. B'med, dvar memurim, when is it true? Is that the order is ma'akev? B'dvar hanasim, Big Day Lavan, bein mi'bifnim, mei mi'bchutz. I mean, Nechemiah says, whenever the Kohen Gadol wore Big Day Lavan, I don't care where he was, whether he's doing a Grollo or Vidur or Shiraim, all that, that's all Me'akev because he's wearing Big Day Lavan. That which he's doing wearing the golden begadim, like the Tamid, like the Karban Musaf, which are not unique to Yom Kippur, that, if you do out of order, is completely acceptable according to Rabbi Nechemiah. So the Nafkamin is Big Day Lavan Bechutz. Is the order ma'akev, or is the order not ma'akev? But Big Day Lavan b'fnim, everyone agrees it is ma'akev. Big Day Zav b'chutz, everybody agrees it's not ma'akev. So Gemara explains, comes along now, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, v'shneim mikra echa darshu, they both, Rabbi Nechemiah and Rabbi Yehuda, darshan, the same exact pasuk, they just interpret it differently. What's the pasuk? It says, v'hayisa zos lachem, l'chukas olam achas b'shana. This should be for you, zos lachem, this should be for you. Look at Rashi before you turn the page. Achas b'shana, says Rashi, the last word in the Amud here. Alma, ki ksiv chuka, the word chuka is ki li kuva, achas b'shana ksiv. It's referring to achas b'shana. So this pasuk is a reference to, again, one time a year. So what's the drasha that the chuka applies to Yom Kippur? So Gemara explains that Rabbi Yehuda Savar, makom shemich skaprin bo pamachas b'shana. The word achas is qualifying the place that gets kapar once a year, kosh kodashim. Only things in Kodesh Kodashim are subject to Likuva. That word chukah, out of order, applies to that which goes in Kodesh Kodashim. Everything outside is not Likuva. But Rabbi Nechemiah Savar, Dvar Maha Miskaprin Behem, Pamachas Beshan. That which gets Miskaprin, and Rashi says here, if you look at the Rashi four wide lines down, Achas Beshana, Bein Amakom, Bein Abagodim. Whether it's the place that's once a year, or whether it's Big Day Lavan that's worn once a year, all of those are subject to the word chukah in terms of the meaning that the seder will be me'akiv. So that's how they argue. So the Gemara says, wait a second. The Gemara says, atu atu Rabbi Yehuda makum ksiv. The pasuk says achas b'shana. Don't say the word makum anywhere. So something that's once a year, something that's annual, is subject to this din of the ikuva. How does Rabbi Yehuda have the ability to say, oh, it's referring to the makum? It doesn't say makum, it doesn't say begadim, it says everything. So the Gemara says, you're right. It's not based on this pasuk. Elahainu time of the reason why Rabbi Yehuda says what he says, because of the different psukim that are exerced or kosev. It says, my time of the Rabbi Yehuda, ksiv zos, Uksuv achas. For the entire pasuk read that ha'isa zos lachem l'chukas olam achas b'shah. Zos is limiting, and the word achas is limiting. What is it limiting? Only two things are ma'akev, but not other things. Says Rashi. It says the Gemara rather. It says chal mutei bigdei lavan mibuchutz v'chal mutei bigdei zav. Ones tell me that only bigdei lavan inside in bifnim is ma'akev, but bigdei lavan Buchutz is not ma'akev, and the other pasuk tell me Bigdei Zav also is not ma'akev. That's how Rabbi Yehuda learns his din. Right? The three categories here, right? There's Bigdei Lavan Bifnim, Bigdei Lavan Buchutz, and Bigdei Zav. So two of the psukim are knocking out two of the categories. The one category left over is Bigdei Lavan Bifnim. That's the only thing that's subject to the Seder being Li'ikuva. Comes along now Rabbi Nechemya. Rabbi Nechemya Chal Mute Bigdei Zav. He says only one of these categories are being knocked out, and that's Bigdei Zav. What does he do with the other pasuk? That's not ma'akev. Meaning, even though Rabbi Nechemya normally holds Bigdei Lavan b'chutz is ma'akev, which means that the Bigdei Lavan on the paroches, Bigdei Lavan on mifnim, all that's ma'akev. There's one thing that he agrees Bigdei Lavan b'chutz is not ma'akev. That's shirayim. When you pour the blood on the yesod maravi that we learned yesterday, that's the one thing that's not ma'akev according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Gemara then says, Rabbi Yehuda responds back to Rabbi Nechemya. He says, you don't need a pasuk to tell me that shirayim are ma'akev. He says the following din. I ma'akve ma'akve, I lo ma'akve lo ma'akve. I mean, he says, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says that the shirayim should not be a separate category. Shirayim definitely go in the same category as Bigdei Lavan b'chutz. If you assume Bigdei Lavan b'chutz is ma'akev, shirayim is also ma'akev. But if you assume Bigdei Lavan b'chutz is not ma'akev, shirayim should also not be a ma'akev. You can't separate shirayim from the rest of the avodah of Bigdei Lavan. Look how Rashi says this. Rashi says, Rabbi Yehuda, I ma'akve shar devar mahanasim b'bigdei lavan b'b'chutz b'chesidron ma'akve af shirayim kesidron. Then shirayim should also be ma'akev the Seder. V'lo ma'akve shar devar mahanasim b'bigdei lavan. If you don't think the other avodas of bigdei lavan, if you think they are not ma'akev, lo ma'akve honey, dinu nami avoda ma'akev es kaparihu, my chazis lemute. Why would shirayim be different? If the other avodas are not ma'akev, certainly shirayim shouldn't be ma'akev either. How do we know Rabbi Yehuda holds this way? Kitatanya, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you lump together shirayim with the rest of the avodas. So Gemara quotes the following brisa. So Gemara says, "V'chila mechaper hakodesh." That v'chila, if you complete everything, it's mechaper. What's the drasha? At first glance, the Gemara is going to present two opinions which sound very similar. The Gemara is going to present a nafkamina. So Gemara says, "Im kipper kula, im lo kipper lo kila." If you've done, if you did a kapara, it's complete. If not, it's not complete. What does that mean? Divrei Rabbi Akiva. And just hold off before we get to explain this. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, mibnei malo namar im kila kipar, im lo kila, it's a im kila kipar, im lo kila lo kipar, she im chiser achas min amatanos, lo asav lo klum. If you're missing one of them, nothing has been accomplished. A little bit of a confusing bryce. So let's look at Rashi just for a second. Rashi says, Gidatanya. Dili Rabbi Yehuda, shirai ma'akve kapara, Kishar Matanos. Rabbi Yehuda felt that Shirayim are ma'akev, like the other stages, like the other Matanos, the other sprinklings. Iakar Lulagami. If you don't do Shirayim at all, forgetting the Seder right now, if you don't do Shirayim at all, it's ma'akev the kapara. Hilkach Ichuka Ashar Ksiva Adidunami Ksiva. Let me backtrack for a second. Forgetting the Seder right now. Rabbi Yehuda holds, based on this price, we'll read the price inside a second just to be clear. Rabbi Yehuda holds, if you don't do Shirayim, the whole thing's ma'akev. The kapara, you don't get the kapara at all. So now we see that shirayim are lumped together with matanos in general. Now, if you assume that chukah, which tells me that the seder is ma'akev now, not the concept, that the seder is ma'akev, well, if the seder is ma'akev, the matanos, it has to be ma'akev, the shirayim as well. They go hand, they lump together. That's the cloud we learn from this brisa. So look inside the Gemara, read the brisa one more time to make that clear. It says, Gidatanya. V'chila mechaper es hakodesh, the pasuk says. Im kipar, if the Kohen Gadol does the hazals, kila. So you've completed, kila means it's done, by echul, it's over, you've done the proper kapala. Vim lo kipar, if you did not do the hazals, lo kila, you have not received, you have not by echul, you have not completed your kapara. So kipar here means hazals. That's according to Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, mipnei ma lo namar, why doesn't it say, im kila kipar, vim lo kila kipar? He says, no, if you've completed im kila, if you've, again, the word kipar, kila is confusing. Kila, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is referring to if you completed the hazals. According to Rabbi Akiva, meant completing the kapara. So now, Rabbi Yehuda says, im kila, if you've done all the hazals, you did all the hazals plus the shirayim, then you've got your kapara. Vim lo kil, if you did not complete everything, all of it together, Azaz and the Ashrayim, then lo kippur. Shim chiser achas me'amatanos lo asa lo klum. So just to, again, one more time to say it clearly, that Rabbi Akiva thinks the word kippur referring to sprinklings, and kila refers to kapara. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Kila is referring to the sprinklings, and kippur is referring to kapara. They're using the same words the opposite ways. You look back in the Gemara, I think you'll appreciate it better. I'm not going to repeat it again. But either way, what comes out from this nafkamina between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda is as follows. Amrina mai benai, what's the nafkamina between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yoshi, Rabbi Shubha and Levi, Chadamar, Mashmals Dorshin. One thinks, Ika benai, that there is no nafkamina, simply how to read the psukim. Does kila mean sprinklings and kippur means kapara? Or does kila mean kapara and kippur means sprinklings? That's just how they darshan the psukim. There's no nafkamina. However, the other one felt, Chadamar, there's a nafkamina, Shiraim ma'akfa ika benai. If it's a shirayim or ma'akev. So if you look at Rashi to explain this nafkamina, says Rashi, shirayim ma'akve ika benayu. Rabbi Akiva savar shirayim lo ma'akve. The first opinion of Rabbi Akiva thinks it's not ma'akev, but hachi kamar. This is how you read Rabbi Akiva. Im kafar ikar matanos kila. If you've done the kapara on the primary matanos, which are the hazos, except for shirayim, kila, you've completed your obligation. Vafilu lo shavach shirayim. You don't need to be do the shirayim. Rabbi Yehuda Savar Ma'akvi, he thinks that Shiraim are Ma'akev, the Kapara. V'achi Kamar, he reads, Im Kila Hakol, if you've completed all the different the Matanos plus the Shiraim as Kippur, then you get the Kapara. Vim Lo, if not, Kippur Hakol, if you didn't do everything, Eina Kapara, El Matanos Kapara. So you don't get the Matanos, you don't get the Kapara at all. So this is the Nafkamina. So we see from here that whether or not it's Ma'akev or not, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Shiraim, again, the content of the Shiraim are Ma'akev, the Avodah. They go hand in hand with the matanos. Now the question, what we're talking about is the seder going to be a problem or not? If you hold the holes, whatever you hold about the matanos would be the same exact din to the shirayim. So I don't understand how you could say, Rabbi Nechemiah, that one pasuk is excluding shirayim, that although all the other matanos, the order is me'akev, the shirayim are not me'akev. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, shirayim go hand in hand with the other matanos. That's his response. So the Gemara now says, wait a second, umi amar Rabbi Yochanan hachi, does Rabbi Yochanan really say this? That again, Rabbi Yochanan would say that Rabbi Nechemiah thinks that Shiraim are not Ma'akev. That's what comes out. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, Shiraim are Ma'akev. Rabbi Nechemiah comes out that Shiraim are not Ma'akev. That's what came out from what we just discussed. So Gemara said, how could we say that? Umi amar Rabbi Yochanan hachi, v'ha amar Rabbi Yochanan, tana Rabbi Nechemiah. He taught a braisa in the name of Rabbi Nechemiah, kedivir omer, Shiraim are Ma'akev. That goes against what we just presented, Kasha. Kasha, you're right, we don't have a good answer for what we just discussed. So now the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Ketores shechafna kodem shchitasa shapar lo asa vloklum. So just to remind everyone of the order, the Seder Avodah is as follows. And normally, the way it should be done, you shech the par, and then you give the dama par to that kohen who's memaris, who just smicks it so it wouldn't congeal. Then the kohen gadol goes to do the ketores. There's a chafina. He goes into the kosher kedoshim, he makes a ketores, and then he goes to get the blood and sprinkles the blood. But let's say the individual, the kohen gadol, did the chafina before the shchitas par, did it out of order. So it doesn't work. Loss of loklum. You have to, what do you have to do in that case? You have to redo the chafina. He did chafina first, then did the shchita. Redo the chafina after the shchita. So who is this whole like? Kemana must be the lok Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because the Rabbi Yehuda, Hamar, he said the word chukah, that's ma'akev, kiksiva, is only in chukah, bidvarm hanasim, bibigi lavan, mi bifnim, hu dechsiva. But this is a bigi lavan b'chut. The chafina took place in the base of Tinas, which is a bigi lavan, but was outside, that say there's not ma'akev according to Rabbi Yehuda. So this opinion must be against Rabbi Yehuda, to which the Gemara says, this is what Rashi foreshadowed in Amun Aleph here. Nope. Afilu teima Rabbi Yehuda, tzorach pnim kibifnim dami. If it's something that's needed for the pnim, the chafina, which is ultimate location, was going to be ultimately in the pnim in Kodesh Kodashim, that's considered kibifnim, and even that, he would agree, Rabbi Yehuda would agree, the seder would be mi'akev, which would mean after the shchita, he has to redo the chafina yet a second time. So Gemara then says, Tanan quotes from a Mishnah, im ad shelo gamar matanos shebifnim nishva chadam. Let's say before he completed doing all the matanos bifnim, he's in the Kodesh Kodashim, and he's doing some of the sprinklings, and then the dam spills. Yovi dam acher, you need to bring dam from another cow. V'yachzer v'yaze b'shchila mifnim. You have to redo everything yet again. So Gemara says, wait a second. Vimis, if it's really true, that chafina is ma'akev, it should say yachzer v'yachvam mibayle. What happens is, right now, he did, again, he did shchita sapar, the first case, did chafina, did Hazah, he spilled the blood, he has to go back to do another Shechita again, but they have to do another Chafina. But doesn't mention Chafina in the Gemara. It just says, do it again, another Shechita, as if the Chafina was good enough, even though the Chafina is now out of order, because you did a Chafina first, he's doing a second Shechita, and Hazah, there should be a Shechita, and then another Chafina in between. And the Gemara says, you're right, in a Chanami. But B'Ketores says, the Gemara in Daf Samach Alf, I'm an Alf now, B'Ketores lo Kamari. The Braisa wasn't addressing Chafina. You're right, Chafina has to be done a second time after he does the second Shechita, he does the second Chafina, there's the Hazah. But that just was not on the radar right now. Look at Rashi on the top just to explain all this. It says Rashi, B'Ketores lo Kamari, Umiu Vada Tzarech Lahakdir, K'taris Acheres. It's certainly true, you have to redo the Chafina, it just wasn't mentioned at all. So Achar Shechitas Parzeh. So then the Gemara says, Amar Ula, we'll just do five more lines to the two dots here. Amar Ula Ula says, Sa'ir Sheshachto Kodamatan Damo Shapar Lo Asavilklum. You shech the Sa'ir before the Damapar, that's possible. Fine. So the, fine, you have to do the Shechitas of the Sa'ir before you do the sprinkling of the Par. So the Gemara says, Tanan, Hiktim Dam HaSa'ir Lo Damapar, Yachsir Yazir Midam HaSa'ir Achad Damapar. If you do the Dam HaSa'ir before Damapar, you have to redo the Dama Sa'ir afterwards. If it means if it's true, it should be Yachzer V'yishcho Mibarlim. Because if you shech to the Sa'ir too early, so again, you shech the Par, then you shech the Sa'ir, and then you do the sprinkling of the Damapar, the Dama Sa'ir. So now what happens here is, the suggestion is if you sprinkle the Damapar Sa'ir first, so then you do Damapar, you really should go back and shech another Sa'ir, and then, but it doesn't say Shech the Dama Sa'ir, it just says use the same Dama Sa'ir it is. But you have to do another Shechita. So Gemara says, no. Targuma ula b'matanos shebehechal v'chein amar rabas v'afes b'matanos shebehechal. In other words, if it's talking about b'fnim kosh kadashim and you do the Dama Sa'ir before the Dama Par, so after you do the Dama Par, you go ahead and do another Shechita of the Sa'ir and then sprinkle the Sa'ir. That's true. But once you've already completed kosh kadashim, you're dealing with the Hechal right now. And then, let's say, you did Dam HaSa'ir on the Parochas. Before the Dam HaPar, you have to redo the Dam HaSa'ir a second time, but you don't have to shecht again. Shechting was only part of the process of the during the Kosh Kedoshim, but it wasn't necessary during the stage of the Dam HaHechal or the Mizbeach HaPrim. So let's quickly recap. The Gemara, we started talking about the source of the Me'ilah, that Ein Lecha Davar She'Nasim Mitzvah HaSav Me'ol Ba, that there's a Me'ilah after the Mitzvah. The two or three exceptions we had was Shumas Hadeshin, Big Day Kuna, and Egle Rufa. Those are two or slash three exceptions whereby only those cases there's still an Isser Me'ilah after the mitzvah. Everywhere else in the Torah, once a mitzvah has been complete, there's no Isser Me'ilah. Then we had the three psukim by Dam, that the Dam is not subject to Nosar, not subject to Me'ilah, not subject to Tumah. It's also not subject to Pigol. We just did not need a pasuk because Dam itself is a Matir. When we discussed the mission that the order is Me'akev, Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemia, everyone agrees Big Day Laban Bifnim is Me'akev. Everybody agrees Big Day Zav is not Me'akev. Machlokes was Big Day Laban Bechutz. Rabbi Yehuda says it's not Me'akev the order. Rabbi Nechemia felt that it is Me'akev. They all darshan and issue the pasuk of Achas B'Shana. We end up saying it's not based on that pasuk, but it's based on the words Zos and the word Achas. It's coming to exclude different things. Rabbi Nechemia felt it's coming to exclude Shiraim, that Shiraim is not, the Seder is not Ma'akev. Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, no, Shiraim is Ma'akev, the very concept is Ma'akev. So if you hold that the rest of the Matanos are Ma'akev, Shiraim is also Ma'akev. But if you hold that the rest of the Matanos are not Ma'akev, Shiraim should not be Ma'akev either. And then we discussed that the Ketores that was done before the Shechita Lapar is not good. You have to redo it. Even Rabbi Yehuda will agree. You have to redo it, even though it's Big Yilav and Bechutz, since it's Tzorach Panim, it's Kepfin Dami. And the Gemara brought two other Mishaels, and we tweaked them to answer them to be consistent. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a good Chodesh.